This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by the Canadian Boreal Initiative, advancing conservation to create sustainable solutions for our boreal forest.
Hi, and welcome to another edition of Nation Talk. On today's show, we have Janice Brandt. Janice sits with the Bear Clan in the Mohawk Nation and is from Thayendanegea Mohawk Territory. She was raised in a farming family and is a traditional seed keeper and gardener. She loves storytelling, art, history, and cooking. Janice is an established professional artist and teacher. She has published academic and creative writings. Janice is also a volunteer and co-chair of Radinahi Yontos. They are farmers of seed. Ratayante Hayantos is a local nonprofit organization founded by members of the Mohawks of the Bay of Quinte and is host to a living seed collection of 300 indigenous and heirloom seed varieties of vegetables, herbs, and flowers. Radinahi Yontos Seed Sanctuary and Learning Center, KSSLC, was established in 2018 in the heart of the community and created a sacred space dedicated to the art and education of seed saving. KSSLC is the first Indigenous seed sanctuary in Canada that they are aware of with this innovative action towards seed conservation, protection and preservation, and sharing seed-saving education for future generations of seed custodians, gardeners, and farmers. Welcome to Nation Talk, Janice.
Thank you very much, Andre.
Now, could I just start by asking if you could explain a bit more for us about what KSSLC is?
Sure, I'm glad to. The Gundege Seed Sanctuary and Learning Center, as you mentioned, was established in 2018, and it was established for the purpose of creating a sacred space for growing a living seed collection. This seed collection is over 40 years old, so it's been together a long time, and we very much see it like a family. And so we wanted to make sure that when we receive the seed rematriation here in Thayendanegea, that we had a place to accommodate these seeds in the best way possible. And so that's why we founded Gundege Seed Sanctuary and Learning Center.
Can you explain what rematriation is?
I think that the word may have different meanings to different people. But for us, in this work that we're doing around the seeds, it's really about reconnecting with Mother Earth and reconnecting with our spiritual connections to the seeds and to the land. So that's the best way I can describe rematriation. And it really is about spiritually connecting.
Beautiful. And a seed sanctuary. Now, you know, I'm coming at this from somebody, until I learned about your organization and the sanctuary, I mean, I'd never heard of a seed sanctuary, although I will say that somewhere I heard that they were taking seeds and putting them, I think, in the Antarctic a few miles under the ice or something like that, saving like every species of vegetable and plant on the planet. But this seed sanctuary, it's indigenous. What makes this so different?
Well, first, I'd like to start by saying that even amongst the Haudenosaunee people, and we did not have this concept of a seed sanctuary. I guess we did in the sense that seeds were in homes and they were passed down by family. But we're in a different situation today, and because of the effects of colonization, there's been some disruption of the passing of our foodways from one generation to the next. And so the concept of a seed sanctuary, like an actual sacred space to carry out those activities and to help people relearn about those activities, is sort of what the seed sanctuary is about and does. But what's really, I guess, important as well is that it's done in a professional manner. So it's done as, so it's sort of like professionally curating the collection so that it keeps its viability and it keeps its health and it's for its best results possible. So what we want to do is make sure that all of those seeds remain very healthy and that we're able to grow them out in a cycle and also to share those seeds with Indigenous people to help them with their food sovereignty.
You know, when they talk about, I forget the word that they use, you know, when they genetically modify certain things, I don't know what that word is, but this sounds like this is taking things back to the real, real original state of what those seeds and plants are, as opposed to them being genetically modified, for instance.
There, a lot of what we do at Gundege Seed Sanctuary and Learning Center is seed conservation. So it's one, building the awareness of seed. And one of the things that we like to talk to people about is just how much seed we eat on a regular basis, whether it's immature seed or mature seed that we're eating in our food system. And so we like to share about that and also why food diversity is important and how we are helping to protect the food diversity that we once had by curating a collection such as this. We're maintaining squashes and melons and cucumbers and different types of lettuce and other foods that are becoming more uncommon and rare to find. And so by keeping those alive, we're working on seed conservation of many rare varieties. One that we're really fascinated with right now is called deer tongue lettuce. And it very much looks like something that I would find foraging, which is really exciting. And so we're learning all the time about these seeds and what they have to offer us. And so I like that you mentioned that earlier about sort of like the storage of seeds underground in different places. What's different about a seed sanctuary is that it's alive and the seeds are not in storage. Uh-huh. The seeds are grown out each year. And they have a chance to adapt to the regional climate and to other conditions. And a seed bank would store seeds for long extended periods in controlled temperatures. It's a lot different. They are quite a bit different from one another.
Well, thank you so much for making that differentiation. That makes this even more interesting. Could you talk to us a little bit about the Sisters of Providence and their role in this?
We met the Sisters of Providence, and we learned about their heirloom seed sanctuary and that it was going to be closing and that they were looking for a candidate that would receive the seeds, and they wanted to rematriate the seeds to people that would continue their mission and help protect the seeds, but also to share the seeds when there's a surplus of the seeds in the seed sanctuary. We're able to package them and distribute them, and they're very high quality seeds, and they can be used to help families and people that would like to grow food or need to grow food, and they can help organizations when they're working on having community gardens and places that are helping to connect people with the land and to grow more food, and also to learn about seed saving and why seeds are so important.
Beautiful. For our listeners, the Sisters of Providence are from Providence Mother House, Kingston. Now, what can people do to help support this very unique initiative? So now, you've got the seed sanctuary at Tiendanega. So what is it that you need, you know, to keep this wonderful initiative going? Because if I do believe that you were gifted with this in 2018?
So we actually received the seed collection in a ceremony that was held in Kingston in April 2019. So that's how new the collection is to us, and we're still learning so much about it, and we'll continue to learn by growing it and saving the seeds and sharing the seeds and teaching about seed saving information. But the Sisters of Providence are still supporting us in their friendship. And we just recently had a rematriation anniversary celebration via Zoom. and about 70 to 100 people attended on April 17th, 2021. And it was very special because we had made a wampum belt called the Passing of the Seeds Wampum Belt to utilize our traditions in a modern context and to mark this special seed rematriation. And so we all made a pledge, the Sisters of Providence of St. Vincent de Paul, Redina Hayantos, and another group called the Kingston Area Seed System Initiative. We joined together and renewed our promise to care for the seeds and to keep sharing this information.
That is powerful. That is medicine. It's quite beautiful. Now, who works doing this? Who do you have that's working and making all of this happen?
So Redina Hayantos, it is volunteer-based. And so we have a board of directors that helps to guide things and follow the strategic plan that was made by our community regarding the seed sanctuary, and also to raise funds and help to invite volunteers and other people to come on site and work with us. We have a professional gardener part-time who helps us to curate the collection, and she has been with the collection for 10 years. So we hope that by continuing her work with the collection, that we'll be able to teach our youth and our community about how to look after the seeds. We get a lot of in-kind support from the Mohawks of the Bay of Quinte, and that's our community, and they provide the land base for the Gundege Seed Sanctuary to exist, and it's a 15-acre parcel of land that allows for both the gardens and a buffer zone to protect it environmentally. And we also rely on our Gunyote Library to house the seeds for us in a public space, but that's also secure and safe. And then we work with our language circle as well to share some office space. And they've been kind to us to let us use some of their facilities. And they also attend our events and help to promote things that we work on. So a lot of it is, like I said, volunteer-based. And we do have one part-time person, that's our gardener, to help make sure that all of that is carried out. We have work bees and people come on site and we learn hands-on and we open with a prayer and our sacred words so that people feel welcomed into this as a sacred space, and that it's like a nursery for the seeds, and that we must, like in any nursery situation, we want to show our best. We try to do that as part of our regular practice, and people can help out in all different kinds of ways. They can get involved in fundraising, they can donate, they can help us with grant writing, and they can, like I said, come on site and work with us to actually care for and tend the gardens that are there. So I just wanted to express some things around Indigenous and heirloom seeds conservation and why it's really so important that we take good care of the seeds. And so we apply Indigenous sustainable methods of agriculture and growing in our practice, and we also try to be mindful of our traditional ecological knowledge and ancestral ways, and we work with that information to grow those seeds even today. But we also apply scientific methods for keeping the seed, I guess, genetically as close as possible to their parents. And so some of the things that we do are very technical, like using pollination fabric and pollination cages to assist in preventing cross-pollination of any of the varieties. And so I just wanted to express how much goes into this important work of seed saving and seed saving education. And there's a lot of science and traditional knowledge involved in how we carry out this activity at Gundege Seed Sanctuary and Learning Center.
It is really quite something. And I love the idea that, you know, the young people are there at learning as well. It sounds like an extraordinary opportunity for sharing, for learning. Congratulations to you and Chima Gwech to you. Now, do you have a website that people could go to get more information? Because it sounds like, you know, you could use support.
Yes, we are always looking to build friendships and relationships, and Yeah, we do have a website. It's still under development, but we do have information there that people can see, as well as a donation link for, I believe it's PayPal.
You know, I know for a fact that if people want to support the Gadege Seed Sanctuary and Learning Center, that they could possibly email RATINENHAYENTHOS@gmail.com. And they could ask for Janice Brandt, and I'm sure you would be able to help them.
I would be very glad to help them.
I just want to say chi-ma-gwech to you, Janice Brandt, and for sharing with us this important work that is so vital to the well-being of people. I mean, these seeds and the food that it creates and the community it supports are vital to all of us. So chi-ma-gwech, Janice.
Miawa, chi-ma-gwech.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by the Canadian Boreal Initiative, advancing conservation to create sustainable solutions for our boreal forest.